Yes.
Your friend Greg's Instagram. He has amazing footage.
Yes, he does.
From near the catwalk. Like professional footage.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very nice. Much better than mine.
You're listening to MLVC, the Madonna podcast, your place for all things Madonna Louise Veronica Ciccone. I am your unofficial celebration tour correspondent, Stefan. Today on the show, we are joined by friend of the podcast, Abraham, who attended last night's show of Madonna Celebration Tour in Hotlanta, Georgia. Welcome back to the show, Abraham.
Thank you so much. It's been a while.
It has. Yeah. You were a trailblazing guest in our very first season.
Yes. I remember it was very early in the podcast.
We were still recording in person.
Yes, it was in person. I remember. Yeah.
You had come to New York for the Madame X tour.
Yes. I was in New York for Madame X in Brooklyn. And I think we recorded somewhere in lower.
It was West, in Tony's former office.
I remember. That was a tough morning. I went out with friends the night before, so it was just like
shocking. Barely. You're always out with friends. I always see you're always out and about. I'm
always out and about.
good for you. I admire your stamina. I don't know how you manage it.
Yeah, and it was a fun experience, the podcast, and that was my very first time seeing Madonna live.
That's right,
for Madame X.
That's right.
Yes,
and so now you're
and now the roles. The roles are reversed because you were wearing the shirt I was wearing during my first.
Yes. So for everyone watching, you can see it was a very special Madame X shirt. It's the one where sort of the album cover where she was wearing like little do-rag, and then, but they embellished it with like a crown, and in sort of like the crown sparkles, it says Madame X. Abraham got that at the Madame X tour, and I was so jealous that he got that. And I was like, oh, I really should have gotten that t-shirt. And so the next time I went to see the Madame X show, I was like, oh, I'll get it then. They didn't have it. And I was like, what is happening? Where is the, did they sell out of this t-shirt? And Abraham had told me that apparently they had to take it out of the merch stands because whoever the artist was that did the embellishments of the crown on the picture, they didn't get like a contract with the guy to actually sell the t-shirt. So I guess they had to take it out of the store because he wasn't happy or like was suing them. I have no idea what the logistics of it was. However, it's come full circle because a couple months ago I stumbled on merchbar.com and lo and behold, they're selling the t-shirt super cheap. And I was like, I clicked purchase. I was like, and getting this. And I was like, it only took me 6 years to get the t-shirt after. but now remind me, you don't have the t-shirt anymore.
I don't know where it is. It's somewhere in my
house, probably somewhere. I know what happened to it. I know
you
what
have
happened
a theory.
To it. Yeah. You were dancing shirtless at a club. You probably took it with you, wore it out to some club like Horse Meat Disco in New York or something. And like, I know you probably had a couple cocktails and then like whipped it off. Woo! And then it went missing in the crowd.
That's a very valid theory. It might be true. I mean, I know it's somewhere, but I mean, It is somewhere.
In Lower Manhattan.
Lower Manhattan.
Deep in Brooklyn somewhere.
And I remember when we finished the episode, I remember you posted a photo of us with Tony, and I was wearing that exact t-shirt. And a lot of people from the comments were saying, where do I get that t-shirt?
Yes.
I need that t-shirt.
That was probably the
most popular Madame X.
It's very strange. I know.
Right?
I don't understand. But so for anyone who does want this t-shirt, merchbar.com. Just it's Abraham, you can get another one if you're dying to add it back to my well, so, and now the t-shirt you're wearing looks like it would be vintage girly show.
But it's not.
It is not. That's parking lot t-shirt, right? That's something you found. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, $10. You can't go wrong for a gotta love a good parking lot t-shirt.
Agree.
Okay, before we dive in to Abraham's experience at last night's show, I just wanted to get this off my chest because it's been irritating me all day. So our last guest, Greg, was so wonderful and kind. He had made up, somehow he got someone to make him a replica of Madonna's Causing a Commotion hoodie that she wore in the Blonde Ambition tour. I'd posted a picture with him wearing it. And he was so gracious that he decided to send me a version of it as well. And so he mailed it to me. However, the package arrived when I was visiting my family in the suburbs, and some asshole in South Philadelphia stole it off my doorstep. All I have to say is, you're the fool, whoever the fool is that took that t-shirt. We got the last laugh, because I'm absolutely 100% certain that whoever stole that t-shirt did not expect to open it and find some replica Madonna Blonde Ambition hoodie that he doesn't even know what it is. So shame on you for taking that t-shirt. And I hope bad karma follows him, because I didn't even get to wear it or open it or, but yeah, that's the injustice of this world. I'm like, and it's okay, but I just wanted to, I needed to air that out.
I was really
irritated. I'm like, why would you take something? I just don't understand what's going through someone's mind of, oh, there's a package on someone's doorstep, I'm going to take it. You don't even know what it is. And like, if you open it and it's not something valuable, which that clearly wouldn't have been valuable to that person, Why don't you just bring it back? Bring it back and put it on my doorstep so I can wear it. I'm telling you, people just really irritate me. Anyway, yes, thank you. I know. It was emotionally traumatic all day.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Hotlanta, because I heard it was really warm in Atlanta last night. Not just Atlanta, the city, but yeah, I heard it was warm in the venue.
It was very warm. I was sweating the whole time. The show hadn't even started and I was already sweating. So I was like, how am I going to be able to bear this next 2 hours in this physical state? But you know what? I'm just going to have a good time. But you know what? I was impressed by the crowd in general. I think everyone was very energized. It was just warm, as you were saying. It was a warm feeling. Everybody, you could tell that they were all not diehard fans of Madonna necessarily, but it was just a very nice feeling of enthusiasm and happiness. And everybody was just getting along with everybody. It was really fun. I really liked the crowd.
So this was the first time you'd seen the show, right? You've never seen it.
My first time seeing Celebration, yes. I mean, I always say that I don't like surprises. So, of course, I've been spending the last months watching every single YouTube video that's been uploaded. So I knew what was going on. I knew the set list, those little moments, what she said, what she doesn't say. Like, I knew all of it, but it was my first time seeing it live. In person.
Okay, nice. Yeah. And where were your seats last night?
So I was in the first row on the left side. So, you know, when she sings Burning Up, I had it Burning Up and Erotica. I had her.
Oh, that's how you got that fantastic picture that's right behind you. I see.
Exactly.
I see.
For people to see it.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah. I know. And I love, I did not realize when I had seen the show the first couple times that it says erotica on their belt buckles. I always love that little detail where it's, it's so beautiful. Yeah, and that, I love that if you look at their boxing gloves are like, there's like little rhinestones all in them.
Yeah.
It's, they're exactly. Beautiful. The costumes are absolutely gorgeous. It's
gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Yeah. All right. So let's, what did you think overall of the show?
I mean, again, I wasn't surprised about anything because I have already seen it on YouTube many, many times. So I knew what I was like getting into somehow. But I was just very happy with the whole experience. Very happy with the fact that she's doing some sort of greatest hits, right? Because, you know, we know Madonna. We know that she doesn't like to repeat herself.
Yeah.
She doesn't look... She doesn't like to go back to the oldies but goodies. But this time it's basically a celebration of her career, celebrating her accomplishments, her life. And that's what I like most of this tour, that it is not a new record. There's not a new tour, a tour promoting a new record. But it is a tour promoting or celebrating her career.
Mm-hmm.
So... I have my highlights of the show that we will discuss
let's,
them.
Yeah, later. Let's do it. Jump right in. What were your highlights of the show? Having seen the show online before, did you think you were going to love some numbers, and then when you saw them in person, you loved different numbers instead, or were your favorites from online the same favorites in person?
Yes. So from online, I would say my number one, my favorite from watching it online was Die Another Day, because the whole choreography, like the lights and the song itself is one of my favorites. So that was a highlight for me, Die Another Day. A highlight for me during the show, but not on video, not on YouTube, was Erotica.
Mm-hmm.
I was very surprised that everyone on the arena knew the lyrics for Erotica, which I don't think it's, it is a well-known song, of course, but I don't think it's on the same level probably as Holiday or
Into like the Groove
or Material Girl or Into the Groove, right?
It's
not as popular, I guess, but everybody was like so obsessed with Erotica. When she says, "My name is Dita," that's the moment that it's, I think that's the loudest. That was the loudest moment. My name is Dita. I'll be your mistress tonight. It was just like, and it's at the beginning of the song, so it just gives you, it builds up the energy for the whole number. And of course, she walks through the area where I was, the left part of the stage, and I had it right there. So that was the number one highlight, I guess, for me for the show, for sure. Erotica, Die Another Day. What else? Well, I would say Hung Up was also a highlight because of what it represents all these years. I mean, I've been a Madonna fan for like, I don't know, like 20, 21 years, probably. I know a lot of people watching
when
this
you were
show.
A baby, when split. You were a baby.
I was a baby back then. And I thought, you know what? Madonna's never going to perform Hung Up again. Or maybe she's going to perform it but in a different way. Like when she did in Sticky and Sweet. Like it was a rock version, I guess, of Hung Up, or Hung Up with the Keisha. I don't know. Like she likes to do
or like in MDNA, right? Where she was like on the slack line and it was really like this super slow down version.
Yeah. And that is Hung Up, but at the same time, that is not Hung Up. You know what I mean?
Right. Hung up, you want disco.
You want disco. You want
choreo, you know.
You want Stuart Price at 100%. So, and that is what we got. So it was amazing to finally being able to see and to experience the OG Hung Up.
I wished it had gone on longer.
Me too.
I mean, like she does that wonderful spin and it's like, everyone's just like freaking out and then it ends. And I'm like, no.
We need like
just do one more.
One more
go for it. I know.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And I actually love, I do still love that it starts out with Hung Up on Tokisha. And and goes into the original. Like it's interesting because like I enjoyed the Hung Up on Takesha version.
Me too.
But again, if somebody was like, well, you have to pick one, the original version or the Hung Up on Takesha version, obviously I'm going with the original version, you know, I sort of love that she does, you know, a little bit of fan service where it's like, I'll do the version I'm into right now, but I'll go back into the original as well.
And I think that's perfect because she somehow is performing what she's doing now, like the new Madonna-ish. And
yeah,
the original version. So, and the transition is really, really, really good also at the same time.
It's good. It's good.
So yeah. And actually a lot of people were vibing a lot with Hung Up with the Takesha version.
It's got a good beat.
And I could tell that they don't know, they didn't know what it was. Some people like that they haven't heard it before, but they were still like vibing with the beat and sound. Yeah.
Oh, well. I mean, hey, as long as they're having a good time.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay, so let me think. Was the show that you were at the one where she yelled at the guy for not paying attention to her? Or was that in Houston? I'm trying to think of when that was.
It might have been Houston.
I think it might have been Houston. Yeah. I just seen somebody had just reposted the video of it where like she was singing Mother and Father and some guy was like not paying attention to her and she noticed and she like called him out. She's like, she found him in the audience and she's like, yeah, you in the t-shirt, you, she's like, you weren't paying attention to me. And she's like, just so you know, I notice. And I was like, oh God. Like, so there you go, everybody. Just when you think, if you think Donna's not paying attention to you, when you're not paying attention to her, she's paying attention.
She knows. Yeah, people in the chat are saying that it's Houston.
Yeah. Well, so what did she talk about last night in Atlanta? Anything off of what you've seen? Or like, do you remember? Because obviously when she does the burning up speech, that's not when she really gets like super real. It's usually during the like the don't tell me moment.
Exactly. Yeah. I was definitely more connected with the first time that she spoke before burning up because I had it right in front of me. Right. So that was a very, very nice moment. And I think I kind of like that moment a little bit more than the real moment in the middle of the show. Cause it's right at the beginning. It's like, she's starting. So everybody is just like standing up and like ready to go and really paying attention to what's going on. You know, at the other part of the show, a lot of people started like walking to the bathroom or getting under a drink or something. But during the burning up moment, everybody, all the focus is on her, right?
Yeah. Because it's still new, you know, like she's just come out. And
it's been only two songs, right? Yeah. It's been only...
Nothing Really Matters, Everybody, and then...
Into the Group, sorry. Yeah, Into the Group. Well, Into the Hollywood Group. Sorry.
Just a little bit.
For the fans that want to correct me. I know. So did you ever wonder why she chose Into the Hollywood Group and not Into the Group?
I was listening to Into the Groove the other day, and I was wondering if maybe it's because she just wanted to take the focus off of Into the Groove being a song like directed at a guy. You know, because like Into the Groove is written about, you know, like, you know, she's directing it, like the attention is at a man. And I wonder if like, because I think that the Hollywood Groove, it's a little less man focused.
Yeah.
That was something that came to me the other day. I was like, oh, maybe that's why. I don't know. Or maybe she just wanted to give Missy Elliott some money, or
you can barely hear Missy Elliott though, right, in the song.
Yeah, but who knows? Maybe because she uses that version, that's the, you know, Missy gets paid or something. I have no idea. I honestly, I'm endlessly fascinated about how the rights for what she uses in the show works, and like again, like going back to Rebel Heart, like why she didn't include Love Don't Live Here Anymore on the live studio album. Why? It was so good. People were freaking out when she did Love Don't Live Here Anymore during Rebel Heart. And then it doesn't make it onto the album. And I was like, what? So, and I'm like, I guess it was a rights thing. Like maybe she couldn't get the rights to, I have no idea.
It has to be a rights issue because I don't think time limit matters anymore if it's everything is just on Spotify, right?
Yeah. And yeah, and exactly. Like Brian just said, or Ryan, in the comments section, she's mashing up the different eras. So it's like, she's going to do Into the Groove, but it's Into the Hollywood Groove, which is another part of her career. So agreed. I do. I think it's fun that, so let's talk about the Vogue ballroom guest from last night. Did you know who it was?
I still have no idea who he was.
Okay. So, if you're a fan of Stranger Things, David Harbour. He's from Madonna's WE film. So they have a little history.
Oh, really?
So, okay. Cause when I saw that that's who it was, I was like, that's an odd choice. And then somebody had mentioned online, oh, he's in her film. And I was like, oh my God, that's right. Like I totally
forgot that. That makes so much sense now.
So yeah, it was interesting. That was a little upside down world Madonna. I was like, oh, Madonna should cameo in Stranger Things. Like, that would be fun.
somebody said in the chat, Stranger Things can happen.
Indeed, they can. Yes.
They can, yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was great that she was able to get him. And because again, not that Atlanta's a small city, but it's not like in LA or New York. So I didn't think that she'd be having like these huge, like, a big celebrity actor like David Harbour. I didn't think she'd have someone like him be in Atlanta. How was he? He looked a little awkward. He didn't look like he was. Did the dancers vibe up against him, or were they sort of like just leaving him alone?
No, they were not leaving him alone. Yeah, not at all. I think some people it might be a little bit intimidating to get the dancers be so provocative and like on their face while they're doing their number, right? So yeah, he looked at the beginning a little awkward. Then he got loose and was just having a good time. Yeah,
I mean for you, that's your Friday night, you know.
That's a regular weekend. Well, of course, Vogue was another highlight in general for everybody there. So funny story, I was. In my row, the first people I met were a guy and a girl. Shout out to Darren and Patrick. They were like big Madonna. They are big Madonna fans. And on my
right, they listen to the podcast?
They do listen to the podcast.
Oh, good. Okay.
They are listening right now.
Okay.
And to my right, there were four ladies who were just having a great time. And before the show started, one of them told me, so Abraham, just for you to know, we know like five songs maybe, but we are really excited about it. And I just like a big part of the show, I was thinking, hey, these ladies are really having a good time, even though they don't know the song or they have heard it maybe once or twice in their life, and that's it. But that's something I keep thinking about, like, even though a lot of people don't know all of the songs, they were still having a good time. They were vibing. They were in the mood. They were just like into the groove, basically, the whole time of the show. And I think, for example, Vogue is one of the moments, like one of the songs that everybody knows. So it's probably Into the Groove, Vogue. The songs Hung Up, of course. The songs that everybody knows. So it's a moment for everybody to come together and be present in the show. So that was another highlight for sure.
Were they older women, younger women? What was their age demographic?
Yeah, like maybe like late 40s, early 50s.
Probably. Okay, so around my age. So, well, hey, look, we're always, as Madonna fans, we are always happy that people are supporting her, championing her.
Yes.
enjoying her, whether they are longtime fans or
agree.
Maybe a, you know, like no shade to a Fairweather fan, you know, because I'm a Fairweather fan to a multitude of other artists. Sometimes I dip in and I dip out of certain artists. You know, it's like I only have room in my life for one person like Madonna.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I definitely have other favorites that I enjoy and dip in and out here and there. So I love that they were, and clearly they had really great seats.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. There were four of them, first row.
Yeah, that's amazing.
On the left side, yeah.
And that helps too, I think, also, you know, to be able to. So had they, did you ask them if they'd ever seen Madonna in person? I guess they hadn't.
I think it was their first time.
Awesome. That's amazing. I love that, you know.
What a great first time experience, right? To be right in front.
Yeah. So how did you feel this show differed from Madame X, and obviously the scale, but like, how did you feel in terms of like seeing her in that small theater and then seeing her last night?
Well, first of all, I would say the set list, the difference between very Madame X focused and versus hits versus greatest hits. That's the number one difference. Then of course the venue, for example, in Madame X, it was a much smaller venue, and you could feel the excitement of the people, but it's like a much like smaller space here. It's like a whole arena. So it just gives you a different, it's more like a Comic-Con of Madonna, basically. that's what I really like. In Madame X, there were a lot of people dressing up and doing all their production, but I feel like in this kind of scenario, it was like there was more. You could see more of that.
Yeah. How did you feel about the show itself? So like Madame X versus Celebration. Not that I'm pitting them against each other, but like, being as that, those are your only two times you've seen her.
Exactly.
In person.
Those were my only two. In Madame X, I was in second row in the middle. And so I also saw her very, very, very close from where I was sitting.
Well, Abraham, if you're going to fly all the way from Peru to see Madonna,
you gotta be.
Yeah, you can't see her from the bleachers in the back. You know, like you want to have some of the sweat falling off her onto you. And
agree. And I feel like Madame X was more emotional, in my experience, at least. Also, it was my first time seeing Madonna, so there was a lot of emotion going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And this time was more, again, let's go back to the name of the tour. It was more of a celebration of her accomplishments, her career, her hits, everything. So I would say that, first one, more emotional. This one was more like a
party.
I mean, not just a party, not just a concert, but a celebration.
touche. I love a good Madonna pun. How did you feel about Bob in the show?
He was great. He was great. I was very, very, very happy with his performance. I felt very proud of him being there and accomplishing this. For his career.
Yeah. I know, he's set for life.
Touring with Madonna worldwide on this scale. I can imagine that it's also an introduction for a lot of people to Bob, right? So
yeah.
I think he did great. You can tell Madonna really likes what he's doing, right?
Yeah, they like seem to the have end, a lot of they have a lot of fun.
They have a lot of fun. They connect well, and by the end, the final number in not Bitch and Madonna, but between Bitch and Madonna and Music/Celebration, it's basically Madonna thanking Bob.
Yeah.
For a good couple seconds, right? It's just like thank you, Bob.
Yeah, she doesn't thank any of the dancers. She just thanks Bob.
So I guess she likes it. She likes how it turned out. So I'm lucky as well.
And are you planning to see Celebration again?
Yes, I will be seeing Celebration this Saturday in Miami.
Oh, are you in Miami right now?
I'm in Miami right now. Yes.
So you must be tired. When did you get to Miami today?
I arrived at around 2 p.m.
What did you you left Celebration last night. You went to the after party, and then what? You went from the after party right to the airport? Is that
really? I didn't have any energy for any after party. It was a Monday night in Atlanta.
Oh, so that's true.
But I will be attending the after party in Miami with Bob. There's an after party with Bob in Miami. So.
Oh, that's fun. Oh my God, that's going to be late. Don't plan anything early on the morning after that.
Yeah, no. My flight's going to be Sunday night. So
smart. Yeah. Oh, so you won't stay and see another Miami show, just one Miami night?
Unfortunately not, but
I know we all have to get back to regular life at some point.
Yeah, at some point, exactly. And maybe, I don't know, I'm just going to look around the possibility of going to Rio.
Oh, yes. So, right. So you're in South America. And is that,
yes.
How long would that take to get to?
I believe it's almost like 6 hours, between 5 and 6. So I'll just try to see options.
Well, you better book soon, because I heard that the demand for flights has been like through the sky since.
I know.
They announced it. Do you have friends in Rio that you could stay with?
No. So I'll just have to look at all the possible options.
Well, I was going to say, start making phone calls now.
No phone calls to be made. But I'll just like look at Booking and Expedia and all those sites.
Yeah. Because that's going to be crazy insane. Like, I mean, it's going to be packed.
I think you could probably do a MLBC Rio delegation. I'm sure a lot of people who are watching right now are going to be attending. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. We have a Brazilian listener already in place for our man on the street for the Rio show.
Oh, nice.
I cannot wait to see what happens in Rio. That's going to be fantastic to see photos and video.
Footage. And also I wonder, how is she going to adapt the tour for that setting, right?
Because
I'm sure there's going to be some changes.
The one request I'm looking for is I want Rescue Me on the set list, because she's right by the beach. It just makes sense.
And also, Faz Gostoso has to be there somehow.
I would be shocked if Faz Gostoso does not get done at the Express Yourself moment, which she did I Will Survive last night, didn't she?
Yes.
During that moment, when Tokisha came up and sang Hung Up on Tokisha with her, and then when Kylie came up and sang I Will Survive, and then they did Can't Get You Out of My Head, like that's where I'm wondering if maybe like Hung Up on Tokisha, and then like they can go into like Faz Gostoso or something. I don't know.
Yeah, because Faz Gostoso would match the Hung Up on Tokisha / Hung Up moment, right?
Yeah,
that's what it would have to be, yeah, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, to respond to everybody in the comments. Yeah, I would absolutely love to go broadcast live in Rio. However, they would have to pay me to do that, because I'm not paying myself to go there. Her team would have to pay me to go be, but if they want me, I'm there in a heartbeat. So
also I know, when Bitch and Madonna, the closing number of the show, I believe if you are in that big of an arena or a stadium, well, in this case, the beach in Copacabana, I would think they would maybe make Bitch and Madonna last longer so that people can actually sing along and jump and chorus, kind of like what she did in Sticky and Sweet with Give It to Me, that the song ends, but they are still singing for a little bit more because it adapts to the crowd, right? So I would say I wouldn't be surprised if they do something like that with Bitch and Madonna at the end.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if there are any surprises, what those surprises will be. They do have some extra time between shows over the next month before Rio, you know, like there's, there's days between some of the cities after, you know, so they could be rehearsing something new to, to come, you know, like a number that they, or it could be a number maybe that was meant to be in the tour and then got cut, at the last minute, you know, like I know I've heard rumors that there were a bunch of songs that were meant to be in the tour and they got cut. So they have the versions ready, you know, like those tour versions are ready. And if they still have the choreography and the costumes, who knows, maybe they'll trot something out, you know?
Do you think Rescue Me is in that list?
No. No, I do not. I would love that, but no, I don't think. Plus,
Do you remember she tweeted before the tour, what songs do you want me to perform? And I think the number one song was Get Together.
Oh, well, I think that was me.
I mean, I was counting the likes, and it was Get Together was number one.
I was probably like liking, retweeting that.
From different spam accounts.
Yeah. Right, my 20 other burner accounts that I've got.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think if there's going to be any surprises, it's going to be just one, you know, like it would be Vas Gustoso, you know, that would be the surprise. It's not like it's going to be surprises left and right. Like, oh my God, here's this song.
I agree. There's that song.
And you know, basically, it's going to be the show. And then it'll be one surprise. And
also it could finish for once and for all the waiting for Anita. Thing that it's been going on for years since Madame X.
Yes.
Like me and my friends, I have this chat with some friends, all Madonna fans, and we always come back to waiting for Anita. Like we're still waiting for Anita. It's been years and we're still waiting for Anita.
I wonder what her schedule is. Like I wonder if Anita's going to be in Rio around that time.
Let's hope that happens.
I mean, I would hope. Again, sort of like with Kylie Minogue, like I would hope if they're going to do a Vogue ballroom guest, it's not Anita, because if Anita is there, and Madonna have to sing, you know, like they would have to sing. So I'm sure maybe it'll be like another like famous Brazilian. That they could bring up during the Vogue ballroom scene. And then Anita could come up and sing.
Okay.
I mean, you know, look, this bank is obviously throwing an awful lot of money at this gig to pick up that production and fly them to Rio for one show.
One night, yeah.
One show, that's got to be so expensive. And I cannot imagine the logistics about putting that on the beach. You know, just to construct that stage. I mean, again, we've talked about this in previous episodes, but it's like, how are they going to do the box floating around? Like, just I'm just so nervous. I'm like, what if there's a strong wind that day?
I know.
Madonna's like swinging back and forth during Ray of Light. Like, that would just make me so nervous.
I know. I don't know how they're gonna do it. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they have to adapt everything to that venue. I mean, also like, you know, that there's this like rollers that come down where they project. I don't know if that's
exactly
work.
Like all of the screens that come up and down. Like, I venture to say they're gonna have to adjust those type of things. Like I doubt you will see her floating around. Like maybe they'll have that box and it will just elevate
on a
like,
stable position.
Yes, you know, exactly. Yeah. And then she won't move around because
I
just think the logistical challenges of them having to construct that on the beach. I just think it'll be too much. And I would feel much more safe and secure.
Knowing
that you're like, we don't need any disasters to take place on the final show.
In Rio.
Exactly. Let's just have you like, just have her. Honestly, I'd be fine if she wasn't in the box at all. Just have her stand on the little cake stage where she does nothing really matters. And that's where she can't do that for Ray of Light because that's where all the, you know what? She can stand in front of the dancers during Ray of Light and they can all do their little side punches while she's standing there jamming out. Like they don't need the bells and whistles up that box. So
I agree.
in the chat.
Yeah, it makes me so happy that she's doing the Brazil show. But on the other hand, it's kind of a bummer that she's not going to do a South America leg of the tour. That was always... I believe that was in the books for a while. I know some people were saying that she or her production had already contacted and booked some stadiums, some arenas in Uruguay, in Peru, in Colombia, in Brazil, in Argentina, and in Chile. But I think if she's going to do this show in Brazil, of course, that, and they have already announced that it's going to be the final show, right? So,
yeah,
unfortunately, no South America for Celebration.
For now. Now, look, I saw a rumor today floating around. Somebody was like, she's doing more European shows in the fall. As far as I believe, I think this is it for the tour for this year. I think let the woman take a rest.
Okay.
You know, like let her have a couple days of sitting down and relaxing.
Yeah.
I do think she's going to work on the biopic for the rest of the year. And I think that will keep her out of commission. Mm-hmm. If we're going to get another tour, maybe it's another leg of this, or maybe it's a reinvention of this tour, or just a brand new tour. That probably won't be until 2025. I cannot imagine that it is going to happen this year, because, I mean, she's been going since October, and I can speak.
And it all started.
I can speak on my behalf. Just doing
April,
just doing these virtual recaps of the show is a lot of time and time consuming, and takes a lot of energy. I can't imagine having to actually perform the show. You know, but yeah. Oh my God, you're right. She started rehearsals in like almost a year ago.
Oh yeah. Also, what you just said is very, very valid. Like, let the woman rest a little bit. If you compare, and coming back to where you were asking before about the comparison between Madame X and this tour, you can definitely tell she's in a much better position now than she was during Madame X. Mm-hmm. During Madame X, you didn't know if your show might be canceled or not. You were
literally walking to the venue. You were like, is it going to happen?
Happen or not? Is she going to perform? Like, and also, you could tell that she's a professional, of course. So she's going to put the best show she's able to put. But at the same time, you could tell that she was not in a great moment, not in a great place. But now she's comfortable. She's moving around. She's dancing. She's wearing heels again. Mm. I don't know if people talk much about that. In Madame X, she was just wearing this combat boots the whole time.
No, she had heels on. Didn't she have, when she put the dark wig on?
She was
heels, because remember when she would sit on the piano, you could see.
Yeah. But I think that was the only one.
Well, Abraham, if she was wearing heels at other points in that show, people will let you know.
Yes, yes, they will correct me.
Someone listening is going to reach out to you and be like, she was wearing heels during this number, this number, and this number. Because God forbid you get one thing wrong.
One thing wrong, yes. So sorry if she was wearing heels to anyone listening. But now she's in my perspective, she's in a different position. She's more, you can tell she's more happy in general, I guess.
Yeah, which I'm glad. I'm glad that she's in a good spot. But yeah, I do hope she has some vocal rest, has some body rest.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but she hasn't canceled any shows since the start of the show. She canceled 5 shows before the tour started because of the rescheduling thing. I believe one was Nashville and 4 other shows. But since the beginning of the show,
since the show has opened, has not been one show cancellation.
Canceled.
Knock on wood.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. Amazing. And God bless her for taking that on. To the person in the chat, Impressive Instant, yes, I hope she puts a new album out this fall as well. I always hope she puts out a new album. I don't think it's going to happen, but I always want a new album. So yes, I hope.
We've been seeing her on the studio last year,
I know.
The year before.
Any day now, Madonna.
And
any day
just,
now. I
don't
know.
Just waiting.
Yeah, waiting for you.
For you. Just waiting. Waiting.
Well, also because it's like this is the longest we've ever had to wait between Madonna albums. You know? Now
2019.
Now that being said, let's just be happy we're not a Sade like stan. Like that, because if you love Sade, which I do, I love Sade. She's not my Madonna, but like Sade hasn't put out an album in like 15, 20 years or something crazy like that. Like it's been like a ridiculous amount of time. And
yeah, thank God that has never happened to us.
Yeah.
Thank God there's new material coming. I mean, yeah, she hasn't put a new album, but since, in the meantime, we've got
some little one-off singles. On yeah. Mm-hmm.
We had like, she's been feeding.
I know, but we're greedy. I'm greedy. I want more.
And we are entitled. We just demand a new production.
Yeah, I just want
professional record.
Look, I mean, again, for Rio, like I would love if she dropped a new single and performed that. I know she won't. I know she won't. But I'd still love if she did. You know, like what a great way to release a single. But oh well, you know.
Yeah, true.
And so we wait. Well, Abraham, we could keep chatting all night. I know that I know you need to get some rest because you've got to gear up some energy for Miami.
Yes.
I mean, you've got all week. What are you just going to, what are you going to do with the rest of your time in Miami? Just lay around the beach?
Just beach time. Yes.
Hit the gym.
Enjoy some beach time.
Some drag brunch, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I really hope there's going to be some Madonna related activities in Miami in preparation of the celebration tour. So
I'm surprised you're not leading them.
I should be. I know the Palace Bar is going to do some activities, so I'll be on the lookout
for
that.
Well, if anyone's watching or listening to the show and you know of some Madonna-related Miami activities, hit up Abraham.
Drop him
a DM and tell him, and he'll arrive scantily clad and ready to party.
Agree.
Abraham, we will not be doing a lightning round with you because you had a lightning round the last time you were on here. But I will give you the one new question that was not around when you did the original lightning round. Favorite Madonna remix?
Oh, but by the way, I don't even remember my answers from back then.
You haven't listened to your episode?
You know when you ask... I was just thinking about that earlier, and it always feels weird to listen to yourself somehow. So I remember I listened to my episode one, and I was like, no, I don't want to listen to it anymore. Like, no. Your voice is always like kind of sounds weird to me.
Yeah, I know. I had to get over that listening to myself because I edit the show afterwards.
You had to edit.
I'm like, you just have to embrace yourself, Stefan. And
yeah, I agree. Well, back to your question about my favorite Madonna remix. Well, not technically a remix, but a re-edit would be the Hung Up STP extended vocal, which is the Stuart Price re-edit. I just love it. I listen to it almost every day at the gym.
It's quite good, I know.
I like that it builds up, and I think that's the part of Hung Up that we didn't get in the store, that it just goes right to the chorus. I think one part of Hung Up that a lot of people like is like how it builds up from the little sounds and then the ABBA thing. So it's just that Hung Up is a build up, right? So I think that remix or that re-edit does it very, very good.
Yeah, no, I agree. Who knows? It would have been great if she had done more of Hung Up, but it is what it is. She also did it with Rain. Like, I know she's only doing Take a Bow now, but like with Rain, she almost like, it was like that big buildup of Rain right before Here Comes the Sun. And then it just cuts out and it was like, wait, can we, what are you doing?
Agree.
Yeah. Oh, I'm speaking of, you know, fantasy. I mean, again, I've said this before, but if we're asking for new Madonna music, if Madonna and Stuart Price did not work on any new music while they were putting together the tour. what a missed opportunity, you know, like, come on. Yeah. Or the fact that, like, I mean, Stewart's been DJing for her periodically, you know, he was a bunch of dates he was there for, you know, he was on tour with her. So I'm like, please, Stewart, like, on a day off, you know, can you make just some, work on a song with her, you know, like a couple songs, you know, like here, like seriously, just like a Prayer style, you know, where her and Patrick Leonard just in 2 weeks just cranked out that album. Like, Stewart and Madonna just get together and crank out another album, you know, and then that way when she's working on the biopic, she can drop an album a la like Something to Remember, where there's no big promotion, there's no tour. It's just all about the music, you know, like, and something for us to enjoy while she's away directing her story, you know?
Yeah, that would be great. Anyway, I'll be surprised if they didn't at least try to work on something.
I would be, I'll be shame on them if they didn't, right?
No, we love you, Stewart.
Yeah. All right. Well, Abraham, stay where you're at, but we're gonna wrap this up. Remember, everybody, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads at MLVC Podcast. If you like to donate to the show, I lost my train of thought. I got lost in your picture of the guys in the erotica performance. I was like, as I was, I know, I'm like falling into their abs. If you'd like to donate to the show, we're on Venmo at MLVC Podcast, or smash that super thanks button. You can donate to the show that way. If you've not yet subscribed to our YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button so you never miss a video. There's probably, what, 7-8 more shows left of Celebration? I'm trying to think of how many. 10? I'll think. Someone will correct me. How many? I don't know off the top of my head how many shows there are left, but counting down. So follow along, and we're going to be going live for some Miami shows, so stay tuned for that next week. But otherwise, until next time, everybody. Abraham, thanks for joining.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, stay where you are.
Yeah, well.